Greetings, and welcome to Sojourn of Souls, a program for the parishioners of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and all those accidental listeners who stumbled in. Hi, I'm Deacon Tim Vaughn, and in this, our first episode, I'm going to tell you how this podcast began and give you a glimpse of what you can expect in future episodes. Earthly life is a journey, isn't it? Sometimes easy, oftentimes difficult, and sometimes downright rough, but always valuable when we walk close to Jesus and cling tightly to our Christian Catholic faith. The great thinker William James once wrote, "Act as if what you do makes a difference." It does. My staff and I hope to make a difference in your life with these podcasts. We will always begin in prayer, so please join with me as we pray our Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, a little local news for those in the pews. First, the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross, also known as the Way of the Cross, is a devotion that reflects Jesus' final days on earth, from being condemned to death to dying on the cross and being placed in the tomb. It is often said that you must walk a mile in someone's shoes to understand what they're going through. The goal of this devotion is to walk in Jesus' shoes by praying and meditating on each of the stations that Jesus experienced. Join us each Friday night during Lent at 6 o'clock to live Christ's passion together in the Stations of the Cross. Secondly, we're going to have a new adult ed class called No Greater Love, a biblical walk through Christ's passion. This is filmed on location in the Holy Land. No Greater Love is a biblical pilgrimage that reflects Christ's amazing love for us. Best-selling author Dr. Edward Suri guides us through the last hours of Christ's life, from the Garden of Gethsemane to Mount Calvary. Experience a deeper understanding and appreciation of God's immeasurable and unconditional love for you. Grow closer to Jesus than you've ever been before. Again, the class will be held every Tuesday evening at 6:45 after adoration and every Friday morning at 9:30 in the parish hall. And third, the penance services. St. Henry's will have a penance service March 15th from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. and St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So now, how did this podcast come about? Well, like a number of inspired ideas, it came about slowly, and then suddenly, boom, it exploded in my mind. I had been considering where my path might go after I quit teaching. Nothing seemed to present itself. Of course, I had my regular deacon duties, but I really wanted something more. For a time, I worked outside with a local landscaper. It was a temporary occupation, and it was good to be in God's nature doing physical work. Raising a good sweat, feeling the warmth of the sun, feeling the wind, the smell of the earth, the mown grass was both comforting and peaceful. But my heart really wasn't there. I wasn't being fulfilled. I needed something more. Then God stepped in. I needed foot surgery, and I really didn't recover that well from it. So working landscaping just didn't work. And it wasn't until the middle of December, December 16th to be exact, which was my late wife's Penny's birthday, that the inspiration came from beyond. I woke that morning, looked at Penny's empty pillow beside me, and said, "Happy birthday, Penny." Then the word podcast popped into my head. Whoa. Huh? Where did that come from? That was an idea I hadn't thought of. A podcast. So I started bouncing around in my head. I was mulling it. This might be something I could do. So shortly after I thought about it, I contacted my friend Linda Hurley to discuss whether the idea of a podcast would be a good idea or if I was just utterly crazy. So we met later on that night, and after a discussion of about an hour and a half, I convinced her that she shouldn't have me committed to some type of insane asylum. In fact, at the end of that first meeting, we were both very excited about planning and executing the idea. But we ran into our first major hurdle. We had to come up with a name. We both knew that this was a major roadblock. Everything else we could handle. Everything else we could research. We could learn. We had the resources. But finding a name was up to us. And it turns out it's a lot harder than it sounds. Probably the most difficult part of creating a podcast, if I'm being truly honest. We eliminated a lot of ideas very quickly. They were just too shallow. They didn't feel right. They had no meaning, no punch, nothing to them. Think about what's in a name. The identity. The meaning. Its tone. The vision. There has to be power in a name. So we started kicking around all sorts of notions. The Keeper. Nah, that didn't work. The Mustard Seed. Nah. The Sower. Maybe. Journey. Oh, now that's something. We're all on a journey. But nah, that sounded like a rock group. And then Sojourn. Now that word we both liked. We both really liked the word sojourn. And here's what it means. A temporary trip, often to a foreign place, in order to experience new and greater useful information to bring home. Now that really seems to encompass our Christian way of life. Doesn't it? Our time on earth is a temporary trip. And sometimes it feels like we're in a foreign place. And we really know that our short time visiting planet Earth is just simply to prepare us to go home and spend the rest of our lives in eternity. But the name needed to have more than just one word. Okay, so we started kicking around more words. Sharing? Nope. Heart? Getting closer. Soul. Yes. So over several weeks, the name started to take shape, and we developed into Sojourn of Souls for short. Because we all need help, so we made it SOS, Sojourn of Souls. Beyond finding the name, the podcast needed direction and objectives. This took shape over several weeks. We just didn't want it just to be a podcast without any type of direction. We needed to have food for thought, concepts to ponder, something to spur your curiosity, and hopefully to inspire you to further discover on your own Catholic knowledge and discover and research further in your own journey towards your Catholic Christian faith. My desire is to offer information on a variety of subjects, not only to give you understanding, but also to increase your own shared Catholic faith. We want knowledge, understanding, and to what end? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Any soldier needs signposts, maps, and directions. Any way to point a way to the traveler's destination. For Jesus says in Matthew 14, "For wide is the road to destruction." So Sojourn of Souls is a signpost to help you travel toward your final destination. A signpost to keep you from getting lost. A signpost that ensures that you stay on the path that leads to the right place. So in other words, it gives you knowledge to help you to understand and apply it to your everyday life. That is our goal. So in a nutshell, we provide knowledge, understanding, and practical daily application. Oh yes, I almost forgot. There needs to be a schedule. So we try to have and keep a weekly release of an episode by every Thursday evening. Each podcast is estimated to run about 20 minutes, about as long as a good walk, or an extended cup of coffee, or a drive across town. Okay, so this is how the story, of how the Sojourn of Souls began and got its name and developed its direction. And now we invite you to join us each week for a new leg of the trip as we all join together. As we enter the season of Lent, our next episode will delve into all things Lent, its name, its history, fasting, almsgiving, prayer, and by the way, what's up with those ashes? After the season of Lent is over, we have a lot of fun subjects to cover. Some of the subjects will be in units with several podcasts covering the same major topic, and some are standalone. Here are some of the units. The Mass. The Mass will be broken up in several parts. The Introductory Rite, the Liturgy of the Word, Liturgy of the Eucharist, the Concluding Rites. So we'll break each part into several different sections, and we'll tell you why we do certain things, such as, why do we stand? Why do we sit? Why do we kneel? What's going on the altar? The duties of the priest, the duties of the deacon, the altar servers, the prayers that we read. What do these prayers mean? Where do they come from in the Bible? Did you know that most of the Mass has a scriptural base? Everything in the Catholic Mass has a purpose. Another unit is spiritual warfare. This is probably my favorite topic. What is spiritual warfare? In broad terms, spiritual warfare is a battle between heaven and hell for the ultimate destiny of each and every soul. To put it another way, spiritual warfare is the battle for our earthly and eternal happiness, or our earthly and eternal misery. This is a great combat. We are the combatants. We are the battleground. We are the prize. We are the combatants because we must fight along Christ against the powers of evil. We are the battleground because this battle largely takes place within our hearts, minds, and souls. And we are the prize because both God and Satan desires our souls. Another unit goes right along with this. It's called the Last Four Things. Death, judgment, heaven, and hell. There is a single idea that strikes fear into the hearts of every human being, and that is death. The fear of death is so persuasive and so ingrained into our human condition. This fear is not irrational, for death is one of life's certainties. One day, we and everyone that we know and love will die. The Last Four Things is an intriguing subject that addresses what will happen to the human soul at the end of his earthly life. The soul will experience death and will afterwards be judged by God. The result of this judgment will determine one of two eternal destinies for every soul: heaven or hell. And then there's stand-alone topics. Bad popes. Yes, there have been some bad popes throughout the centuries, and the Catholic Church has survived. Who were these bad popes, and what made them so bad? Now, there are saints that we may not know about. For instance, Saint Anthony the Abbot, patron saint of swine and grave diggers. I wonder why. Another one, Saint Sebastian, patron saint of cranky children. And Saint Drago, patron saint of unattractive people. That one's got me curious. Or you could send me your favorite saint and we could do a podcast on that particular saint. And then there's Catholic history, trivia, and points to ponder. The early days of the infant church. How did the church survive the first three centuries? We could talk about the great councils, Nicaea, Constantinople, and so on. We could talk about the early church fathers, Saint Irenaeus, Polycarp, and again, early church, the other church fathers, the differences between the Catholic and Protestant Bibles. We could talk about the other feasts and fast. We can talk about the orders, especially the orders that we have here in Birmingham, like the Franciscans, the Benedictines, the Dominicans. We could talk about different legends of the saints, different things that have happened. We could talk about the church calendar, how it developed. Why does a priest wear red some days? Why does he wear green? Why does he wear white? So why did this come about? Why does the church calendar change throughout the year? What does ordinary time mean? There are all kinds of fun things we can cover as we move forward. So let us close by praying a Hail Mary for successful journeys. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Raphael, the Archangel of Travelers, pray for us. Remember the words of Jesus: wide is the road to destruction. So we will always urge you to stay on the path. Until next time, may God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Godspeed you on your sojourn.